Chapter 9. The Investigation. The boys tell their parents everything. Their parents are angry and worried.
"You went to the warehouse alone?"
says Tom's mum.
"That was very dangerous.
We must tell the police."
The next day, they all meet at the police station. Officer Hillman remembers Tom and Dylan. He looks at the worried and angry faces of their parents.
"These boys need your help, but you don't believe them,"
Dylan's father shouts.
"You must listen to them and do something about it."
"Okay," says Officer Hillman. "Calm down."
"Tell the officer everything, Dylan,"
says his father. Tom and Dylan repeat their story. This time, the police officer writes everything in a notebook. Officer Hillman goes into a room and talks to somebody. He returns with two young policemen.
"These men can go to the warehouse and investigate,"
he says.
"Tom and Dylan, can you show them the way? Tom, your father can go with you."
Tom, Dylan, and Tom's father drive with the policeman to the warehouse. The police force the metal gate open. They look into the big room.
"The room's empty,"
shouts one of them.
"That's impossible,"
shouts Tom. The boys run to the back window. It's true. The bodies aren't there now.
"But they were here,"
says Tom.
"We're telling the truth. You must believe us."
"We're not imagining this,"
says Dylan. The police officers don't answer. One of the officers calls the station.
56 gate.
"We're at the warehouse on Stanley Road,"
he says.
"There isn't anything here. We're returning to the police station now."
Dylan, Tom and his father are quiet at the back of the car. The boys are confused and they feel stupid. Tom's father is angry with them too.
"They moved the bodies to another place,"
thinks Tom.
"Or maybe they buried them in the backyard."
Tom turns to his father.
"We're telling the truth, Dad,"
he says.
"But the warehouse is empty, and you haven't got any evidence,"
says Tom's dad.
"Just forget about it."
Sad and disappointed, Tom and Dylan return home with their parents.